in the Chapter 5 assignment, you're going to do some research. Now, of course, you can always use the library. It's a very cool place to be. But the Internet makes life so easy, right? So what are we looking at? We're looking at Yahoo. Maybe you have a Yahoo account. Maybe you don't, or maybe you've never been there. It doesn't matter. We're interested in the finance page. And they've done their best to destroy Yahoo, and it still works, but it's nowhere near as good as it used to be, dear students. It's a sad, sad situation. But anyway, that's what we're going to do. Now, what Yahoo has done is they want you to go up here. You don't want to go up here. You want to go here, where they make it so difficult to use. You want to go right here, where it says, quote, look up. You understand? This is where they want you to go, because then it does a search, and they think that somehow they're going to compete with Google, and they're not. And that was, you know, stupidity. But it doesn't matter. So you go down here to, quote, look up. So let's take a look. What company do you want to look up? How about Home Depot? You start typing Home Depot, and it says, oh, we think you want Home Depot. And be careful. There's several Home Depots. There's here one in Mexico. So what the hell, what is that? You want the one on the New York Stock Exchange. And I happen to know that HD is Home Depot, but that's okay. You could type in HD also. So you click on HD, and it takes you to this what they call their summary page, which gives you the latest quote. Now, the market's not open, but the market were open, you would see the price bouncing around, and you're seeing it, you know, 15 minutes, 20 minutes afterwards. You don't see the current price. You have to pay extra for that. And some of the information we want is right here. We're asking you to look up PE. Earnings per share, dividends. Now notice, here's the dividends in dollar amount, and then there's the percentage. So they have the dividend and the yield in the same piece of information. And then you might want to look for statistics, read the company's profile. We'll deal with the financials later on. We'll look at options much later on. And it's like an onion, folks. Don't think that you have to understand exactly everything you're looking at. You don't. And if you go down, then what they used to have, it used to be so cool, but now what they want you to do is they want you to click on these things, and some of them are sponsored, and that's how they make their money. See, they want you, some of them have to do with Home Depot, most of them don't. And so that's why they're trying to get you to click on these things, because that's how they make money. And of course it's free, so I shouldn't complain, but boy, it used to be just so, so, so good. Now, that's Yahoo. There are many others, folks. How about MarketWatch? MarketWatch. MarketWatch is the Wall Street Journal's free website. It's very different from the Wall Street website. The Wall Street website they want you to pay for, I don't think it's worth it. It's run by Fox News. The MarketWatch people are much more middle of the road, although the Fox News people would say that they're commie liberal faggot lovers. But that's our political system now. But I like MarketWatch. It's actually not bad. And how do you search? It's a little strange. You have to click on this button right here, search, and then you start typing in the company you're interested in. Oops. And it says, oh, we think you want this Home Depot, not the one in Mexico, but this one. See, New York Stock Exchange. So we click on that. And they're actually not bad, but it's not all in one place. So you have to come over here. There's the overview, which has some of the information we're interested in. And then you have to go down a little bit more and look for the ratings and the competitors and the like. So it's not as quick, as easy, as fast as Yahoo, which is sad, because if some company were to just... Here's the profile, charts, financials. We'll deal with all these things later on. But you might want to read the profile and the like. If some kind of company would just make the old Finance Yahoo webpage, you can't believe how many people would say, oh, I love that whole webpage. Okay, so that's MarketWatch. Another one is Bloomberg. And Bloomberg has its own system that many professionals really like. It's not cheap. They'll try to get you to sign up for it. It's called Bloomberg Terminal, It's quite good, of course, but the free one is not bad. And again, how do we find, here, search. We look for the company you're looking for, Home Depot. And again, it says, oh, we think you want the Home Depot in the U.S. HD is the symbol. And then there's, again, is not like Yahoo in that everything's in one place. You have to sort of nose around. Here's some of the information. Well, actually, we want the market cap. Oh, yeah, where is it based? New York Stock Exchange. Then there's news about it. Key statistics. Here's some of the data we're looking for. The dividend yield. What are the dividends? And so that's where you have to sort of sift through and then prepare for advertisements to sign up for Bloomberg Terminal. Okay, any others? You might look at CNBC, Morningstar, which maybe you used for the Chapter 4 mutual funds. Morningstar is going to throw all kinds of advertisements at you to sign up for their premium. I don't think it's worth it, but you might decide. And, of course, it remembers that I looked up Home Depot already. So we start typing Home Depot. It says, oh, you want the Home Depot on the New York Stock Exchange? Yes. Okay, so that's the one we want, HD. And, again, here's look, sign up for their premium subscription. And they're going to have all kinds of things like, ooh, you want to get this if you sign up for the premium. So here's some of the information we're looking for. Some of the financials, we'll deal with these later on, dividends, ownership. And so what I hope you do, whichever one you use, I hope you get lost. Not nasty in a way. I hope you just start digging and maybe a company interests you and you look at their profile. And then what do you have to do? You have to look at the competitors. And see, that's where some of them, Yahoo used to have a big button that says competitors. Now you have to sort of sift through it. Do that. And maybe you'll all of a sudden say, you know what? I kind of like this company a little better. Let's go look at here. And this is how I enjoy myself. I don't know. I know maybe some people think you're crazy, Piano, but there are thousands of companies, and you'll never end. There's no end to how much you'll learn. That's what makes, in my humble opinion, investing so exciting. There are just so many options. You'll never learn everything about all of them, and so you have to sort of pare down your ambitions. But at the same time, you always have something new that you can do. Now, one company that should have a very good website is Google, and they don't. And they said this many years ago. They said, you know, we're never going to really have a good finance website. And that's sad because virtually everything I think Google does, they do a pretty good job in, but not their finance website. But check it out, Home Depot. It says, oh, I think you want Home Depot here, the New York Stock Exchange HD Home Depot. And it has some information, but not a whole lot. So that's kind of sad because Google, everything else they do is pretty darn good. But news, shopping, I don't know. It's not that great. Anyway, so play with the one you like. And, of course, you could always go to the library and look up stocks there. And, oh, my goodness, there's a treasure trove. Wait till we get to Chapter 6 of good stuff in the library. But I know those librarians look kind of mean and nasty, but no, they're really very friendly and helpful. So have fun, get lost in a nice way, and I hope you enjoy this exercise, Chapter 5 exercises of studying for researching the companies, because if you do, that's a very good sign that you have what it takes to enjoy being your own investor, being your own financial advisor, and also there's a future for you in the industry, dear students. So think about it. Did I mention that the salaries are higher than the national average, and they need more women, they need more minorities, they love ex-military, bilingual? There's going to be tens of thousands of us old folks retiring soon, and we need you to take our place. Onward and upward, dear students.